When we talk about security in the Americas these days, Venezuela dominates the conversation. That was the case at Florida International University on Wednesday, where the top U.S. military official here addressed the debate over U.S. intervention in the Venezuela crisis. Admiral Craig Fowler heads the U.S. military's Southern Command based here in Doral. At FIU's annual Hemispheric Security Conference, Fowler insisted that three of the U.S.'s principal adversaries are propping up Venezuela's authoritarian president, Nicolas Maduro.
The invasion of Venezuela happened by the Cubans. Maduro, his presidential guard, it's all Cuban. And the Russians are right there alongside. And the Chinese, unfortunately, are not being helpful. They're there as well.
The question is what the U.S. can do about it, especially since Venezuela's economic and humanitarian catastrophe is among the worst in the world today. The Trump administration and more than 50 other countries recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. But Guaido has failed to achieve Maduro's overthrow, so now he's hinting more strongly that maybe the U.S. should intervene militarily in the crisis. President Trump says that option is still on the table. Fowler wouldn't commit either way.
My job as a military is to be ready, to be on the balls of the feet. And I've intentionally not gone into any more detail in that because it would be inappropriate. The military never gives away what we're doing. Otherwise, the enemy would know.
But Fowler stressed the U.S. military is involved in getting humanitarian aid to Venezuelan refugees in South America. And he added the U.S. is already in a conflict with Russia and China for the political and economic hearts and minds of the hemisphere.
We're at war right now. For ideas, at war in the cyberspace and in the information space.
The FIU conference addressed Russia and China's growing propaganda campaigns in Latin America. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.